We live in a world that it's hard to keep from roving off on us. Sometimes it's just tempting to escape. How many Christians do you suppose have thought about moving to the proverbial desert island or to the mountain in Tibet where there's no sin around us and no temptation? And yeah, but that doesn't work. Been tried down through history. Folks have tried that. Retreating into caves and monasteries and out into the desert. And it just doesn't work. This doesn't work. Tempting, but doesn't work. You know, God never called us to retreat from the world. That's our human side saying, this is my solution, Lord. And God says, no, that's not the solution. We're here. And this is where God wants us to be. We live and work and play all the while, seeing daily reminders that this world's a pretty messed up place. Just messed up. The immorality, the violence, the deceit, the corruption, it's everywhere. Hasn't it been your experience? I know it's certainly been mine. In the middle of all of that, we have commands from God, like James, the first chapter in verse number 27, where James says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit the orphans and the widows in their trouble, and now listen close, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Keep oneself unspotted from the world. When it's all around me, when it's rubbing off on me, when it just is so difficult. I know you've heard the expression, in the world but not of the world. I think that's what Jesus was talking about in John the 15th chapter, verses 18 and 19. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world, the world would love his own. Yet because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. God understands, and he's given us the example. And you know, it's a whole lot easier to stand up here and say this than it is to do it. But what do we do? How do we keep ourselves unspotted from the world? I think at least part of the answer is we have to recognize what's going on. We've got to see the world for what it is. We've got to understand that we have to be aware. Now, you know, if you put on nice Sunday clothes and you go out and visit the local garage, you walk like this. You walk real careful around. You don't want to brush against things. You don't want to, well, in our climate today, you can't even brush against your own car most of the time because it's got salt and dirt and everything all over. And we're careful when we're dressed up. We need to recognize we're dressed up in Christ. And the world would love to smear that. So how do we handle that? I think we need to ask ourselves daily. Daily. Are there any significant differences between me and my non-Christian friends? Am I different than they are? I'm sure supposed to be. I'm supposed to be a city set on a hill. I'm supposed to be the salt that savors the world. Is there any real, are my values different from the world's? Am I becoming more like Christ or more like the world? Now that's a tough one to be honest with yourself, because there's tremendous pressure to become more like the world. To dress like, talk like, act like, think like the world. And the things that makes it so tough is that the world stains us so slowly, so gradually, so subtly. I suspect you've heard about the antidote about boiling a frog. If you take a frog and you put it in boiling water, it'd jump back out. If you put a frog in cold water and gradually heat it up, it'll cook it to death. I don't know if that's true or not. I never tried it. I'm not that interested in cooked frogs. I guess maybe if I was French, I would be, but I'm not. But I do know something is true about us. You and me. The world's all around us. And it affects us without our knowledge. If we're not stepping back and thinking about it, we make small compromises. Well, I won't say anything about this. I won't do anything with, oh, I don't like that. But we make small compromises, and at some point, we change without even really knowing it. I went down to Florida several years ago, back in the late 1970s, as a matter of fact, and I saw a debate by Tom Warren and Warren Mattson. And they were debating creation and evolution. Dr. Warren kept saying, please tell me, when did that monkey change into a human? I'll give you millions and millions of years. But when was it 99.99% human and then it became totally human? Was it when it lifted up its foot one day to take a step and when it came down it was human and no longer monkey? Well, maybe it was when a female monkey delivered a baby and that baby was human. When did that happen? Dr. Mattson was never able to answer that question because he didn't know. Because it never happened. Monkeys are monkeys and humans are humans. The point I'm making is that subtle change we many times don't know. Because we compromise and compromise and compromise, and then suddenly we're thinking more like the world. We're acting more like the world. We have values more like the world than we do Christ. I think we need to pray about this. Individually. I think we need to do it collectively. We need to ask the Lord to make us vigilant. Lord, help me to watch myself. Ask Him to help you to see the small changes that the world's making in your life. And then turn your back on it. Ask Him to work in you through His Spirit to transform you into what He wants you to be. Instead of allowing the world to conform you to its image, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Tells us that we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. Spending time with God and with His Word. We cannot be the world. We shouldn't want to be the world. But oh, the world wants us. But we need to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. My prayer is that every one of us will take the time and think about, am I acting more like the world today than I was 6 months ago? Because it's hard to see the day-to-day changes. But if you take a longer span, do the same things upset me that used to upset me? Can I go to movies and hear language and see scenes that don't bother me anymore that used to? Do I see the lost and don't care anymore? Do I see myself drifting away? Drifting away. I don't know anyone in all the years that I've been preaching that was faithful, sound, diligent Christian one day. Went to bed, woke up the next morning, said, you know, I'm going to be just as evil as I can be. That doesn't happen. It's drifting. It's letting the spots get on you. A little spot here, and a little spot here, and then another spot here, and suddenly those two spots connect together to make a big spot. Then that connects to the other big spot that's up here, and pretty soon it's all spotted. We need to be sure that we ask ourselves daily, are there any significant differences between me and my non-Christian friends? Do they see a difference? Does God see a difference? Are my values different from the world's? And am I becoming more like Jesus or more like the world? That's some heavy-duty praying, folks. Tonight, as we look at it, let's think about ourselves. Let's think about, have I changed? Am I becoming more like Jesus? I hope we look at ourselves and say, yeah, I have changed. Because God's changing us, hopefully, every day. Making us stronger. Making us more gentle. More loving. More forgiving. More bold. More knowledgeable. What kind of changes have taken place in your life? Think about it. I'm resolved, is the song. Are we resolved to be more like Jesus than we are the world? If we can help, please, won't you come and won't you do it right now?